you want to know what games to put your time into, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz! And I'm going to do a multi-game edition of Thinning the Backlog today. And we'll start right now with Emily the Show 23. Longtime listeners probably know that this is my daily driver game. I've been playing since MLB 20, and I've been playing the Diamond Dynasty mode since. And yes, sports games are pretty much rife with microtransactions and loot boxes. I know. But since FIFA 14 and its FIFA Ultimate Team mode, I've been hooked on these types of games ever since. I've always been a fan of sports games, even though I don't like watching sports. Mainly because in the past 10 years, they feel like more mini-action RPGs to me. I've tried most of the games that have these types of modes. FIFA is what got me started on it, and then I had a long stint of playing NBA 2K, until both games became incredibly cost-prohibitive to even enjoy. And then MLB The Show was the last sports game I actually enjoyed that wasn't too predatory when it came to opening the wallet. Well, that's likely changing this year, and I'm going to explain why that is. For the past few years, I've been playing MLB The Show every day until the update stopped. That's about 8 months of playing one game every day. I would do programs, level up the main XP path, and finish conquests and complete showdowns and affinities. And with all that, I'd grind. I would collect cards, and then after collecting the cards, I'd collect them in order to get really good cards from those collections. And then I would play with those cards. It was an endless loop of grinding that I actually really enjoyed playing. And the game felt fair with its microtransaction monetization. I could either grind on the modes and earn stubs to get new cards, or I can spend real money to get stubs in order to get those cards right away. And yes, I did put extra money on this game in the past to get some of those cards. Not a lot of money, but you know, I got some, because I was really enjoying myself and I wanted to fasten the time at which I can enjoy the game. But this year it's kind of different. I'm about 2 months, probably no, it's about 3 months. I'm about 3 months into MLB The Show, and I've usually spent around $300 on the game at this point, aside from actually buying the game outright. And this year I have spent exactly zero. It's mainly because I feel Sony San Diego has gotten exceptionally greedy and predatory in this year's game. This year, MLB The Show introduced sets and seasons. But before we get into that, let me tell you exactly how the game was in the past. At the beginning of the year in Diamond Dynasty, there was only one way to get 99 diamond cards in the beginning of the year, and that is complete collections. One of the first things you do when starting Diamond Dynasty for the first time is to collect all the cards of the players from the active rosters. These are called the Live Series cards. When you get a whole team worth of players, you get the collection reward of that team. Collect all the division's collection rewards, and you get a collection reward for that league. And then the league rewards are usually 299 diamond players that you'll want to have in your lineup. Both league collection rewards, and you get the 99 diamond MLB collection player that will likely be someone who will be exceptionally powerful until the end of the year. This year, however, they advertised the concept of being 99 diamonds day one, and I was legitimately excited by that, even though I knew there was going to be some sort of catch. And when you logged in at the beginning of the MLB The Show this year, you can get 97s from Team Affinities and 99s doing programs on multiplayer as well as other programs. But there was a catch, and that is where sets and seasons come along. Seasons are basically the XP reward path being updated. Every season, you get a new XP reward path to grind throughout, playing all the modes to get new cards. They also introduce a constantly rewarding loop at the end of the path, as so you can continue getting rewards. The problem with the XP reward path this year is that in the past, when you complete this path, the card that you usually get was very good and someone you'll want to keep in your lineup for about a period of time, maybe like a month or two, which actually is very good. Not this year. Most of the cards I received on the XP reward path were kind of disappointing. And we haven't even got into the real bad part, which is the sets design. So you get a new season after a period of time. It's been about 30 to 40 days thus far per season. It also coincides with the introduction of new sets. So far, there have been two sets, Set 1 and Set 2, to have new 99s and new cards for you to collect. Collect enough of those set cards, and you get set rewards that give you really powerful cards. Sounds great, right? Well, there's a snag. Every season, they phase out sets. So, Season 1 was just set 1 card. Season 2 allows you to use both set 1 and set 2 cards. Great! Sound fun. Here is the problem. Season 3, which starts in a little over a week, is only set 2 and set 3 cards, which means, aside from one wild card that you can use on your lineup, set 1 cards are unavailable in most modes. That's pretty much all the multiplayer modes in this. So all the time that you spent grinding for all those rewards and the money that you spent on getting all those set 1 cards, they will be useless when the new season starts. This is a bitter pill to swallow, especially me, even though I haven't spent an extra dime on this game. All the grinding you had to do to get those cards now means you will not be able to do anything with, which also means when the new season happens, the value of those cards are likely to plummet. And it's also terrible because the grind to complete affinities and programs are extra grindy this year. I mean extra grindy. What would normally take me 2 to 3 days with 2 hours of grinding to complete some of the programs and affinities now take about a week with 3 to 4 hours grinding to complete when this is just single player only. And with the podcast and wanting to play other games, I'm no longer playing it daily, more like every other day or every 3 days. The grind has gotten to be unsatisfying. It's been more grueling in this sense. And now that the time is coming where all that time I spent will be for nothing, it leaves a bitter taste in my mouth just thinking about it. I will likely check out Season 3 to see if it's just as grindy and just as bad, and if it is, I will likely drop MLB The Show 23 for the year. Which is a shame because I do like the game and how it plays. But man, SDS used to be one of the good ones with these modes. Looks like they're going to go the 2K and EA route sometime soon, where they're going to make them extra grindy, and they're going to have you pay more to get the better cards. Next up, I have also been playing, and I'm using playing in air quotes here, Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms. Now, this was a free game, or I think a free pack, that was given away on Epic Games. And since my mind likes numbers going up, that's just the way I am, unfortunately, I was like, yeah, you know what? Why not? I'll try it out. But making numbers go up is essentially the game. It's numbers go up the game, essentially. Basically, if you guys remember the game Cookie Clicker, it's like an auto-click game where you level up your party by spending gold that they have earned. You do nothing but level up your characters, and the fighting is done automatically. That's it. The game automatically plays itself, even when you close it. So, as of right now, while I'm recording this, the game is playing itself as we speak. I'm not even sure why I'm playing this, but what I generally do is level up my characters and recruit them until the point where there is nothing left for me to do, turn off the game, then come back a few hours later, level them up, and recruit, turn off the game, and continue that loop until the mission I am on is done. Then I complete that mission and go into another one. It's actually strangely insidious how addicting this game is, but the addiction is more like when I have a quick moment, I'll check on my characters kind of way. It's not like, oh, I gotta play more. It's like, yeah, you know what? I have a few minutes. Let me put on Idle Champions. Something I haven't been able to figure out is if this game has cross progression, because it's on consoles, tablets, phones, and Steam. It's everywhere. Like, wherever you want to play games, it's there. But there doesn't seem to be an option to create an account and have it migrate to other versions. Which, to me, is puzzling, unless they just want you to make multiple accounts to attach it to different devices, which, of course, they probably would like that. Haven't spent money on it, probably won't, but I find it strangely fascinating to check out when I'm in between recording episodes, editing, or playing something. And finally, let's talk about the time I put into Fights in Tight Spaces. I'm roughly about 3 hours in and I'm enjoying it, but like I've mentioned in previous episodes, this feels like a play-it-between-sessions type of game, like Slay the Spire, Loop Hero, and Dead Cells. The way the game functions is clean and easy to understand. I think there is one complaint I have, but it's not really a big one. When the characters come in on certain maps, it seems confusing as to which person is my character and which are the enemies, since in some maps they all look pretty similar. Also, with the very clean black and white aesthetic that the background has, things like tables can often blend into the environment, forcing me to look again to make sure if that's a table or if I can just walk in that area. It's a minor quibble, but with these types of games, you want to devise your strategy and execute, since it's more satisfying to make things go fluidly, and a little pause like that can break the flow. It's not a biggie, but you know, it's a little complaint that I have. But yeah, this is definitely a game where I can see myself coming back in odd intervals, like I do with Slay the Spire, Rogue Legacy, Dead Cells, and Loop Hero. Man, I got a lot of these games that I just keep coming back to. But I love these games. I really enjoy playing these games. Basically, run-based games I haven't beat yet, and I do enjoy immensely, but they are comfort food games, where I just want to have a quick burst of fun, and I'm not necessarily worried about beating the game. And with that, that is the end of this episode of I Am The Wiz. Friday is another Gaming News Roundup, Saturday is a review of Once with Kim Shackman, and Sunday is the Sunday Matinee. And until then, I am The Wiz, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!